happens a great credit to both our farmers across the country and also all of our food companies that we saw such strong exports last year, up 5% on the year before, and it was actually a record figure for Irish agriculture and food in terms of the exports that we sent to countries abroad. And of course, we export 90% of all of the food that our farmers produce. What was particularly important in the last year was the fact that particularly as the year went on, we saw strong prices across all of our main sectors, particularly sheep and cattle, and also the dairy sector. And that meant, and no doubt it will feed through in terms of when we review the year, stronger farm incomes for 2024. And particularly importantly now, looking ahead for 2025, the signs are very encouraging as well for exports and particularly for prices this year. And that's really key, because if we're to see agriculture be as productive as it can be here across the country, it's really important that farmers are getting properly paid in the marketplace for the really hard work that they put in. And thankfully, over the course of the second half, particularly of 2024, we saw that. And it's important that over the year ahead, we see that too. And certainly, from a Department of Agriculture point of view, we'll continue to work with all in the farming sector and provide support through board, be it to try to maximise the value of our markets as well in the many countries of over 140 markets internationally that we export into, to try and support farmers in the year ahead.
Minister, I guess that's a very good point that you raised, that although people see this headline, this record amount of money, that's just kind of underlining all the work that's going into it. You know, something like that doesn't just happen. And as well as that, you've often spoken about the potential of the sector and all the value that's in there. And I guess it's great just to have that shown, perfectly clear in numbers of the value that's there.
And we're seeing as well supply and stock numbers, for example, in the beef and sheep sector drop off at European level over the course of this year, when that's led to increased demand and improved prices. But it's important now that we can step up within the country to make sure that we're being as productive as we can be, because we're lucky at the country we have, the capacity we have to grow food. And it's important we work with farmers now to be as productive as we can in terms of producing that food, because it's going to be very much needed across the world. We can do it much more sustainably than other countries, and we want to support farmers in doing that. And central to that is through the schemes we put in place, supporting farmers in terms of income for the high standards that they actually produce to, but also then working to as well maximise the value in the markets that we're exporting into. And I'm confident from the export prospects for the year ahead and the report we launched this week, that it's looking like it can be a strong year for farmers, and we'll certainly be working to make it as strong and to take whatever steps we can to make it as strong for farmers and for farm incomes as possible.